Darren, you tell me, but was that anywhere near the standards that you set yourself as the Albion head coach this season, the performance from the players today?
The performance by the players today was a performance of the lads trying to win the game. We wanted to win the game today, make no mistake about that. And based on the chances we created today, we should have won the game today. Their keepers pulled off some magnificent saves today, which suggests that we had the upper hand on the game. We scored the early goal. Dwight Gales was a stonewall penalty, a clear penalty at 2-0. We had some great chances to score the second goal, but again, the keeper pulled off some wonderful saves. And in the second half, they had nothing to lose. They're 1-0 down, so they're throwing men forward to get in men bodies forward, which I thought was great because it left pockets and spaces in the defence for us to exploit, and we did exploit them, but we just couldn't get that final touch, pass away, and get that killer touch right in front of them to finish them off. And then, of course, they get the second half just after the break, and then it's end-to-end second half. And in the end, both teams have shared the points. And as I said, you know, we wanted to win the game. We didn't lose the game. It stopped the rot of two straight defeats. And we got to move on again till Wednesday. And that's the way, looking at today's performance went. Did the players try and win the game? Yes. Did we sit back and take? No, we want to win the game. But again, you know, Ipswich had nothing to lose today. And by committing men forward and gambling, they've come away with a point.
I'm not trying to be clever or facetious here, so please don't take this the wrong way. But what system did you start the game with today?
We started the game today. We played with a back three today. And the emphasis was to play the back three to get an extra men forward. And that's what we did in the game, to get extra men forward. It was a system of mixed formations because of their rotation and what they played. So it would have probably looked that there was a lot of bodies all over the park today. But again, that's not looking at them, that's looking at us, because we wanted to get that extra player forward. We wanted to go and attack on the front foot. As I said, we had a wonderful start to the game. It meant they had to come out. And we had chances to score the second goal. And as I said, you know, their keepers come off the pitch today and it's kept them in the game. And we move on. You know, we've just got to move on. We wanted to win the game, but we didn't win it.
The reason I asked that is that, for me, the players looked a bit confused with it at times. Have they taken on a lot of extra information, do you think, this week?
Yeah, we've just worked. I mean, we've worked like, and it's been an unusual week because we've had a week to work to a game, which we've never had. And as I said, you know, the players took on the information today. And again, you've seen a performance today that, you know, warranted that we tried to win the game. We took a very, very early lead in the game, very, very early lead in the game. I thought we were dominant in the first opening stage of the first half. And then obviously Ipswich came back in. We had our nose in front of half time. In the second half, they get the goal and it gives them a little bit of upper hand. But then I thought it was end to end. I thought there was times we could have put our foot on the ball and controlled the game more. I thought there was times when we could have probably penetrated in behind with the spaces what they left. And we did at times. But again, I'm sure if we'd have got the second goal, it would have been an uphill task. And we tried. We did try to go and win the game today. And that was our sole purpose today. But again, you know, we got pegged back. And even at 1-1, we were still trying to go and win the game, wanted to go and win the game. But as I said, you know, I just felt probably that last final touch or pass just eluded us.
The atmosphere's quite difficult. There were boos at the end. Do you understand that reaction? Because the fans are only responding to what they've seen, Darren, aren't they?
The fans want to win. We want to win. We want to win. Nobody here at West Brom wants to draw. We want to draw games, not at this stage of the season. So we want to win. Nobody's got up out of their bed this morning and think, oh, we're going to draw the game today. So you can understand it. But again, nobody's going to ever give you anything here at the Hawthorns, and that's just the way it is. And we've got to try and keep going, and we've got to try and find our rhythm again and get back into the groove and get back to winning ways. And the only way you got to just do it, the only next opportunity is on Wednesday, you know. And that's the way I would look at it. It's always with that forward mentality, momentum, and that's it. Did we come here today to win the game? Yes. Did we take the early? Yes, they pegged us back, but that was the intention all along. And I can say that honestly and openly, because that's the way we approach the game today.
If you'd have got the second goal in the first half, that could have been 5 or 6, couldn't it, easily?
Yeah, as I said, you know, their keeper, the story of the game tells you itself. The goalkeeper's, you know, got man of the match, really, in terms of the saves he's pulled off. He's pulled off some wonderful saves from him, Jacob Murphy, Jay Rodriguez, Dwight Gale, to name a few, Dawson from the corner, Tosin. You know, I'm saying 4, 5, 6, and I've not even mentioned the penalty claim. So I'm saying to you, you know, you've had 6 or 7 opportunities to win the game. So my players did put pressure on them. My players did try and create. My players did try and get us up the pitch. My players did try and win the game. But we didn't win the game because, you know, we get pegged back by a goal. So what I'm just saying is that, yeah. But also at the same time, when you come off the pitch and you're disappointed and despondent, but you've got to think to yourself, well, hang on. We had 2 straight losses, so we've had to build again, get the momentum going back again. And all right, we've got a draw today, but it's something to build on in terms of going forward. Because my thing, what I'm looking at tonight is, did we try and win the game? Yes, we tried to win the game. Did we've not won the game, but we can't sit back on it now because we've got another one on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, Swansea.
Yeah, it's another
different
one.
Game, isn't it?
Different game again on Wednesday. Again, different atmosphere, different game, different texture, because it's Wednesday night underneath the lights here. So we've just got to prepare and look forward to that game now. We'll see how the shape of the team come off. 1 or 2 knocks again. We've got to look at the personnel again. And the biggest thing for me is when we get back in this Monday morning is the condition and the shape of the squad. And then when you look at the shape and condition of the squad, you think, right, okay, then we try and pick the team that we feel's right on Wednesday evening.